Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Coming to you from an undisclosed broadcast location. One voice, delivering truth and pain. Presented by Guns.com. Trusted by millions of gun owners nationwide. This is Lock and Load with Bill Frady.
Hour number three. From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality-built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Joining us now from beautiful Yuma, Arizona, is Dean Weingarten. Good afternoon, sir.
Glad to be here, Bill.
Well, let's kick this off. I saw this. This is actually sort of a fun thing. I need a fun thing right now for some. Did you know James Yeager?
No, I can't say I knew him.
Okay.
Might have talked to him once or twice.
He passed away this morning from ALS.
Oh, yeah, it's too bad.
It is too bad. And so I've been sitting around here smarting from that one. Dude's younger than me. Of course, I guess that happens a lot, doesn't it? People it younger does. Than us die all the time. That's one of the horrible things.
Yeah, anyway. You know, a friend of mine said, the older you get, the more dead people you know.
Yeah, I know. So let's go talk about the Han Solo prop, because it was actually based on a real gun, wasn't it?
Yes, it was. And it was made sort of to be made on the cheap, because the original Star Wars budget was not like a major movie budget. It was kind of sort of mid-level or low-level. And, of course, it became a blockbuster. But people did know it would become a blockbuster at the beginning. And what Lucas wanted in the film is he didn't want the film to be this, you know, shiny, futuristic, everything is perfect. He wanted it to be a future where everything had been around for quite a while. Sort of a used future they talked about. And so he went to this prop company in England and asked them to make up, you know, props for the movie. And they put together what they thought would be an interesting-looking blaster. They put a scope mount on a C-96 Mauser. The Mauser barrel was shortened, and then they added a flash hider, and basically it was designed, too, to operate with blanks, which I thought was interesting, so that the actor using it could react to the shot. And together they called this thing a DL-44 Heavy Blaster. And like that, it's based on the C-96. Anybody who was familiar with those Mauser pistols, looked at it and said, guy, you know, that looks a lot like a C-96 that's been heavily modified.
Yeah.
And that's what it was. And part of it was those Mausers in 1976 were still pretty cheap in England. So they made it up. And it, you know, turned out to be super popular. So what happened is after the movie was over, they finished it, they returned the prop back to the prop house. And they said, okay, well, you know, we got our use out of them. And they disassembled them and just put them back into sort of parts.
Right.
And the blasters, there were three of them. There was only one scope and mount, though. and they interchanged the scope and mount amongst the three blasters that were used in the movie. Well, they basically disappeared for almost 40 years. And then the prop company changed hands, and the new owner was looking at how much the modified Sterling submachine guns that were used in the movie as stormtrooper weapons were going for. They were being bought up by collectors. And, you know, profit drives a lot of things. In this case, he said, well, are there any other weapons that we can find that we have on hand that, you know, we might be able to get into this collector's market? And he found one of the original people who had put together the blasters, the Solo DL-44 heavy blaster prop. And they started looking around, and then they found the scope mount. And there was only one. There had always only been one, so they know that was the original. And then they found the modified Mauser 96, and they knew that because they had a picture, they knew the serial number, and it was modified correctly, you know, to be a blaster. And then they hunted around for other parts that brought it pretty close to what it was original. It wasn't exact, but it was original parts from the period, very close to what it was, plus it was almost, I think it's certain that it was one of the original blasters for the basic Mauser 96, and it was also the original scope mount. So they put it all back together. Then they offered it at the Rock Island Auction Company, which has become, it's probably the premier firearm auction house in the world now. And it routinely sells just thousands of firearms, everything from ordinary plain Jane firearms to these collectible items that command over $1 million. Now, there's no doubt that it was based on a real firearm.
Right.
The firearm is not capable of actually firing cartridges anymore, and I'm sure it can fire blanks. At least that's the way it was originally set up. So they put it up for auction, and it was just a few days ago that it went through auction, and I think it was last Saturday, and it brought $900,000 as the winning bid. But if you know anything about these auctions, they have what's called a buyer's premium. Now, everybody who reads the agreement for a bidder knows that buyer premium is on there. And as I recall, it's about 15%. There's a couple little variations. But I have bid on a few items at Rock Island. I read the agreement, and as I recall, it's about 15%. It might be 14.5%, depending, you know, so, but I'm pretty close. So the total cost for the blaster was $1,057,500. That's a lot of money for a movie prop. But it's iconic. Everybody all over the world recognizes Han Solo's blaster. There's a huge controversy that has sprung up because it appears that they have altered the original movie, because there's that scene that anybody who's seen it recognizes, where Solo is confronted by this bounty hunter in that disreputable bar.
Right.
And the bounty hunter has his pistol on top, or his firearm, or whatever it is, his weapon, on top of the table, and then you have one of the patrons says, so-and-so screwed up. He let him put his hands out of sight, and then Solo shoots him through the table and to prevent being captured and probably killed, and then takes off. And it, in the original movie, it's obvious. But I understand in later versions they've altered it, and they're making the claim that Han Solo did not shoot first.
Well, of course. You hang on. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
21st century, the handgun has become the preeminent self-defense tool. At Z&H Precision, we specialize in taking your weapon to the highest degree of functionality possible. With a complete array of goods and services specializing in red dot sight installation, Z&H Precision will help you realize the most effective handgun the first time. If you need slide milling, installation, or accessories, go to chpws.com. Z&H Precision. Welcome to the Boom Squad.
Operate. At Staccato, we know there's no such thing as a fair fight, and we bring the unfair advantage that is the 2011 platform.
Dominate.
At Staccato, we know the most important gun you own is the one that you're carrying when you're facing that threat to life and freedom.
Win.
We want you to enter that objective confident that you are carrying the best gun in a gunfight. No compromise. No sacrifice. Staccato2011.com. Stand ready to face down the darkness with 2011.
My name is Stephen Hewer. In 1976, when I was 15 years of age, I was poisoned from two mercury dental fillings. The mercury came off these fillings in such high amounts that I went from having excellent health to having chronic constipation and candida overgrowth. I could barely eat any food for 4 years, which resulted in adrenal exhaustion by the age of 20. Despite years of diet experimentation, juice fasting, and intestinal cleansing, it was not until I took certain prescription sulfur amino acids that I healed my eliminatory function and eliminated my candida overgrowth. Later, it was not until I began to consume Green Meadow Whey that I eliminated my mercury burden 100%. Had Green Meadow Whey existed in 1976, I could have healed my gut and body decades earlier. Green Meadow Whey supplies a very high concentration of the sulfur amino acids needed to fuel glutathione production. Glutathione removes mercury and virtually all other toxins from the body. Set your body free from the burden of heavy metals and environmental toxins with Green Meadow Whey. To order, go to bestwayprotein.net. That's bestwayprotein.net or call 888-988-3325.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment,
we perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check him out at DeSantisHolster.com. Did we just lose Dean?
No, I'm here.
Okay, something loud happened. Anyway, let's move on. Let's go to the Third Circuit Court of Appeals in Pennsylvania and talk about the takings clause. Tell me about this. Was this a triumph for us?
Absolutely. This is an incredible decision. I mean, it seems just common sense to anybody who looks at it, but it hasn't really happened before. We've had a similar case out of California, which said that police cannot take a whole collection of firearms under community service. And they said, no, you can't just go in there and take the firearms without a warrant under this community service doctrine. And so that was good. But this is much better and much more important. And it's a citable case. It's precedential, not presidential, but precedential in that it is precedent for all of the states and territories in the Third Circuit. So it is a particular take on this, on ownership of firearms from the Third Circuit. Now, it's possible they might want to take it, ask for an en banc ruling. I don't think that'll happen, but they could. Or they could appeal it to the Supreme Court. Again, I don't think they'll do it, but it's possible. But what it is I have to give some background to the case for the people to understand this. Now, there was a young man committed a fairly famous murder of a police officer and wounded another one that paralyzed him for the rest of his life. And the police were investigating and trying to catch the culprit. And they got a warrant to search the house of the person they believed was the suspect at the time, of his parents. Now, there's no indication that the parents were involved in the crime. And when they searched the house, they found the parents had a lot of guns, but none of them were the caliber that they believed that was used in the crime. So then they went back to the judge again and said, hey, these parents have got a lot of guns, and, they raised this suspect, so we want to go back and take all their guns. And the judge signed off on it. Now, I think that was improper from the beginning, and we don't consider people guilty by association, or we're not supposed to. There was no indication the parents knew anything about the crime, were involved in the crime in any way. But they went in and they said, well, there might be something in these guns that we'll want to use as evidence. So they confiscated, confiscated is the right term, 47 guns, accessories, computers, loading equipment, reloading items like, bullets and gunpowder and such. And they said we might need them as evidence. So they caught the perpetrator. They convicted the perpetrator in the state, and his attempt at an appeal failed. And they never used any of the guns and accessories and computers and other stuff, which by my estimation, because I've seen a list of what was taken, were valued at least at $40,000, if not much more, because there's hints that some of the guns might have been worth a lot more. For example, on the list is a 7.62x25 Mauser automatic firearm. Now, if that's an NFA automatic with, say, a shoulder stock or something like that, it could be worth $40,000 by itself. But they didn't give us a serial number, I think, and they listed it as a Mauser automatic firearm, not a pistol or a rifle. So, they said, well, the trial's over, the appeal's over, and this is 8 years after the stuff was taken. And they said, give us our stuff back. And the state refused. So I'm going, how does this happen in the United States? Parents had nothing to do with the crime. The stuff had nothing to do with the crime. They didn't even use it as evidence in the original trial. And they're saying, no, we won't give it back. I mean, they didn't even try to forfeit it or anything. They just said, no, we're not giving it back. How does this happen? I thought to myself. So the parents went to the court system. They asked to get stuff back. The state court said, no, we're not giving it back. So then they went and went to the federal district court and said, look, this is a violation of our civil rights. And they filed under, I think it's U.S. 42, 1983 Civil Rights Act, which has not generally been applied to firearms before.
Right.
And that case was filed on June 10th of 2020. And the district court ruled against the parent. I'm going, holy cow, what? This is a lot of money. It's a big chunk. And the police just took it. And yes, they had a valid warrant, but it was supposedly for evidence, and there's no reason for it to be evidence anymore. Now, the police said, well, you know, something could happen in the future, and maybe we might want to be able to use it as evidence sometime in the future. Maybe. But we don't have anything yet, but it could be. So then they appealed to the Third Circuit Court of Appeal. And just a couple days ago, the appeals court, three-judge panel, the ruling was written by Judge, I'm going to mispronounce the name, but it looks like it's Tibas, T-I-B-A-S. And it appears to have been unanimous. I couldn't find a dissent anywhere. And
I tell you
really
what, hang on right there. We'll pick this up on the other side because I do want to hear this because some of this stuff is, it sounds like Keystone Cops to me, but that's beside the point. Talking to Dean Weingarten. This article is one of 2,000 plus that he has at amaland.com. He is the most prolific writer there on the biggest website of its type on the planet. This makes him the biggest writer of this stuff. We'll be right back. This is Lock and Load.
Precision has paved the way as a leading manufacturer of American-made AR parts. Arrow Precision caters to the rifle builder by engineering quality receivers, handguards, and other essential parts. Arrow Precision's added enhancements create a smooth build process from start to finish for beginners and seasoned builders. Whether this is your first rifle or your 50th, Arrow Precision offers everything you need to make a quality AR at an affordable price.
At MGS, we have what it takes to reinvent yourself. With a curriculum designed to balance work, family, and a gun repair education, MGS provides the gateway into one of the fastest-growing segments of the gun industry. Modern Gun School's mission is to provide high-quality distance education using time-tested materials and hands-on projects designed to develop a proficiency in both the technique and the business of gunsmithing. Go to mgs.edu. MGS Trade School. Your future is waiting.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
Bring your patients, check in online, don't check a bag if you don't have to. Book early flights because if it does get delayed or canceled, you'll still have a better chance of getting out.
Sound advice from travel expert Lee Avamonte as airports are packed as travelers take off on those last summer vacations ahead of the Labor Day weekend. According to AAA, over 130 million Americans are traveling over this long holiday weekend. The Department of Veterans Affairs announcing for the first time in history they will provide abortion services and counseling to veterans in cases of health dangers, rape, and incest, even at federal facilities in states that have outlawed abortion. NASA's Jeremy Parsons says the weather forecast is improving for Saturday's attempt to launch the Artemis 1 rocket from Cape Canaveral, Florida. You're listening to USA Radio News. The White House and other federal agencies regularly communicated with social media companies like Facebook about content moderation and censorship decisions, according to newly released documents. Attorneys General Jeff Landry from Louisiana and Eric Schmidt from Missouri filed a request on Wednesday seeking communications between federal agencies and social media firms such as Meta, Twitter, and YouTube. The mayor of Chicago says buses full of illegal immigrants coming from Texas have the potential to create chaos in her city. Despite that, Mayor Lori Lightfoot says the Windy City is welcoming the asylum seekers. In the future, though, she says she would like to see an orderly process that's coordinated by the federal government. This after Lightfoot called Texas Republican Governor Greg Abbott a racist. Wall Street ending the week on a down note. At the closing bell, the Dow losing 337 points. This is USA Radio News.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next drive.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
From the Guns.com radio studio, this is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American-made products for 45-plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American-made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. We're being told about the third, what was this? This was the...
Third Circuit case where...
Court of Appeals,
a
yeah.
Couple's firearm collection was confiscated by police for evidence, even though they had no connection with the crime, and there's no evidence any of the guns were used in any crime. And the police refused to... return them. This was in Pennsylvania. If I said Michigan earlier, that's wrong. Pennsylvania.
Right.
And the state court said that's okay. And the district court, the federal district court said, oh yeah, that's okay. And then it went up to the third district circuit court of appeals to a three-judge panel, and they said, no, that's not okay. These people had no connection to the crime. You can't just take their gun collection and refuse to give it back when it's never even been used for evidence and there's no indication it's ever going to be used for evidence. And they said that this was a violation of the taking clause that says, you know, you can't take property without just compensation for government use. And they used a very important thing here, which I think is going to be cited a lot. They said, you can't take it for use as evidence because that's taking it for public use. I haven't seen that before, but it makes perfect sense. You're taking
right.
something for, quote, evidence, that's a public use. And they said, so you have a takings cause claim. But they said, but that's not all. As the commercial says, there's more. The court made a strong statement affirming that this was also a Second Amendment case, not just a takings case. They said, and they cited Bruin, you know, the last Supreme Court case, the Second Amendment guarantees the right of people to keep and bear arms. Now, according to the parents, the officials validly seized their guns under a warrant, but they violated the Second Amendment right by refusing to return them. And they looked at the historical tradition of the Second Amendment, and they found that when evidence was found, not to be any more important in a case, if the people were not found guilty, the evidence was returned historically. And then one of the arguments that was put forward by the government said, the Second Amendment doesn't need to apply because it's protected by the takings clause. And it's just a brilliant reply by Judge Bibas out of the Third Circuit. We disagree, he said. We would never say the police may keep and seize printing presses so long as newspapers may buy new ones, or that they may seize and keep synagogues so long as worshipers may pray elsewhere. Just as those seizures and retentions can violate the First Amendment, seizing and holding on to guns can violate the Second. The Second Amendment may let government outlaw specific types of weapons, perhaps dangerous and unusual weapons, as stated in Heller. But, as we have explained, it does forbid unjustifiable burdens on the right to keep one's own arms. And then they said, the takings clause allows seizures so long as the government pays just compensation. But the Second Amendment appears to forbid disarming private citizens, even if the government compensates those citizens for their property. So the other guarantees do not prevent this one from applying as well. Now that's a very strong Second Amendment ruling restoring Second Amendment rights. And it applies to the whole Third Circuit. And the Third Circuit includes not just Pennsylvania, but New Jersey, Delaware, and the District of the Virgin Islands. Now, the Virgin Islands have some of the harshest and strictest gun control laws in the entire United States. The governor of the Virgin Islands has complete discretion as to whether he will allow somebody to have a permit to have a gun or not. This ruling flies directly in the face of that. I expect somebody from the Virgin Islands to say, hey, governor forbids me from having a concealed carry permit. He's violating the Second Amendment. Got to change their laws here. Now, there's only about, I think there's about 100,000 islands in the U.S., 100,000 people, residents of the U.S. Virgin Islands. I might be off. It's been a while since I read the population estimate. But they have one of the highest crime rates in the world.
Right.
Not just the United States. They have a very high crime rate. And people, almost everyone, is forbidden from having legal weapons. I mean, I think they got a few hundred permits, if they've allowed, you know, if you're in favor by the governor. So it's just horrifically restrictive in the Virgin Islands. But this is, it's going to come to the Supreme Court one way or another, because there's going to be another court case in another appeals circuit court district, you know, maybe the 5th or the 9th or the 1st or something like that, where they say, no, there's no special property right in guns. We can take them if we want to. We may have to pay compensation, but that's it. But according to this ruling, something like the Australian gun confiscation that happened in late 96, 97 would be illegal in this country because it violates the Second Amendment. You can't just, you know, say, we're going to take those guns, but we'll pay you for them. And this ruling says, no, that's not allowed. Although there is a little caveat in there. If the guns are contraband, then they could be taken. But if they're contraband, they don't have to pay compensation.
Right.
So I don't think, under Bruin, that any of these assault weapons bans, magazine bans, bans on what kind of pistol you can have, I don't think any of those are constitutional. I don't think they've ever been constitutional.
Right.
But we finally have judges in the Supreme Court, a majority that are originalists and textualists and are actually willing to uphold the Constitution as it was written. I mean, you think that would be just obvious. But even when I was in, I think it was 10th grade, I guess it'd be a sophomore in high school, I remember our indoctrinated progressive history teacher, who was popular, saying, oh, well, you know, the Constitution is a living document. It's written short so that we can kind of just interpret it differently when we need to. And at the time, I thought, that's really stupid. What good is the Constitution if you can just change it at will without ever going through the amendment process? And today, I think that my opinion is being validated by the court. The Constitution is not a living document. It's not infinitely malleable. It's not up to the courts cannot change it at will just because they want to, as we've seen repeatedly in the last 50 years. No, all of that is wrong.
Well, hang on right there, if you will. One more time, we'll be right back. Speaking with Dean Weingarten, this is Lock and Load.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Hey trader, listen up. The markets have changed. Have you changed your trading strategies? Vantage Point can help you conquer volatility. Learn to trade with artificial intelligence. Text the word money to 813-813 and discover how to predict stock market trends 1 to 3 days in advance with up to 87.4% proven accuracy. No matter which way the market moves, Vantage Point's patented AI can give you a massive edge. Text money to 813-813 to get what you need to stay ahead of markets and find your best entries and exits. Text the word money to 813-813.
Trading involves financial risk and is not suitable for all investors. Past results do not guarantee future performance. By texting, you agree to the terms available at VantagePointSoftware.com/terms and consent to receive calls and texts using automated technology about offers or info by or on behalf of VantagePoint. Your consent is not a condition to purchase and can be revoked at any time. Message and data rates may apply.
Text money to 813-813.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy. There's no reason why you shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there. And I'm going to give you a free copy of my lecture that tells you exactly how to do it. In fact, after you've lived a long and healthy life, there should be only two documents in your medical chart, a birth certificate and a death certificate. I'm Dr. Wallach with a warning. If you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol, high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, and other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. My free lecture is going to reveal what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. It's all in my free lecture called Deadly Recipe. So call toll-free 1-855-79-YOUNG. Again, that's toll-free, 1-855-79-YOUNG. 1-855-79-YOUNG.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. shopsupertea.com.
Time on the firing line from the Guns.com radio studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by DeSantis.
Holster.com, the home of DeSantis quality built American made products for 45 plus years. Supporting police and government contracts from first responders to responsible citizens. Holster.com is your source for quality American made leather and kydex holsters for the armed American. For concealed carry or open carry, Holster.com has what you need.
We didn't invent concealment.
We perfected it. Go to Holster.com now and buy a DeSantis holster today.
Check them out at DeSantisHolster.com. Talking with Dean Weingarten, and now we're going to go to my favorite stuff that I like to talk to him about, because nobody else does this kind of forensic examination of some of this stuff. And apparently, somebody, and I remember talking about this, but let's talk about the time in polar bear land where somebody decided to contest a polar bear with a .22 pistol.
Yes. Now, this is of a particular interest to me because, as you know, I've been doing ongoing research about how effective pistols are when used to defend against bears. And of roughly 120-some, I think, might be up close to 140 now, incidents, we've only found three failures. And one of them is this one, which was where a .22 pistol was fired in an attempt to defend against a polar bear in the Svalbard archipelago of Norway. And I had some information about this. I was able to track down several different sources that acknowledged the incident happened, but the only details I had been able to find were out of a travel guide. But then Freddie Reel of Ammoland did a Freedom of Information Act request for me because I had found that the United States government had compiled an Excel spreadsheet on all the polar bear incidents, conflicts, I guess whatever you want to say,
right,
from different countries that they were willing to put into the spreadsheet anyway, because I know there's a couple that didn't make it in there, because I've read of them and they're not in there. But it was a large amount and many more than I was aware of. And so we sent in a Freedom of Information Act request, and with a few little glitches, and they insisted on doing some redactions, which is understandable, you know. I could see where some names might be sensitive and might not want them in there. I was a little surprised that they insisted on redacting the researchers' names who put contributions in. I thought they're not people who, you know, killed the bear. Well, actually, it turns out researchers do kill a fair number of bears doing their research. But anyway, so we got this, and I was surprised to find in there that Norway had Svalbard, the governor of Svalbard particularly, had contributed a large number of incidents, which maybe isn't that surprising because they have one of the heaviest concentrations of polar bears in the world, right around that Svalbard archipelago. And among those in that Excel spreadsheet was a narrative of what happened in this 22 pistol and polar bear incident in 1995. Now, we knew that there was a tour ship, the ship Origo. I may be mispronouncing it. Might be Origo. Anyway, that was, we had documented that on Amaland. And originally, from the travel guide, here's what was related. It says, another five people, the crew set out separately with only a 22 pistol and flare gun. After an hour's march, the second party were met by a bear 75 meters away and openly aggressive. The bear was distracted neither by warning shot nor flare and attacked one of the party. As he did so, he was shot from a range of only 15 meters and turned against the man who had fired at him. This man tossed the gun to the first, who shot again. The process was repeated, with first one man being attacked and then the other. By the time the pistol was emptied and a knife drawn, one man was dead and the another badly injured. The survivors retreated to the ship. And then it says, on examination, three shots to the head were discovered, none of them piercing the cranium. Now that I have the much more detailed official version, it overlaps tremendous amount of the guidebook version, but it turns out the guidebook was, let's say, incorrect on a number of the details. And the official version is a lot more credible than these people at some distance from each other tossing a pistol back and forth while under attack by a polar bear. And the official version shows both complacency and heroic action. And if the shooter had had a little bit better understanding about bear anatomy and a little more experience with pistols, it could have turned out quite a bit differently. Now, the version that I got was a translation from Norwegian to English, and it had redacted names. So I put in some false names and did a little bit of editing to make it more easily understandable. But we found out that when this group left the ship, it was originally a group of, 13 people, and the captain was included, and they had a high-powered rifle with them as well as this 22 pistol, and they had a couple of flare guns and some pen flare guns as well. And the group had radios. Well, they broke up into two groups. I'm not exactly sure why. And it wasn't all crew in the second group that had only five people. It was three crew members and two female tourists. And the leader of that group had a radio. And after they'd broken up a little bit, the captain called back. I think he was having some misgivings. And he said, don't go too far. But the leader never acknowledged it on the radio. And if you've ever been in the military, you know that if a radio message is not acknowledged, you've always got an excuse. Well, you know, poor reception or whatever. But this guy never acknowledged it, and it wasn't long after that. Well, they'd hiked about a mile. They say 1.5 to 2 kilometers, so we'll call it a mile. And they see bear tracks, and one of the tourists from the ship's boat, you know, had been out apparently looking around and had seen these tracks as well. And she asked the leader, she said, is that pistol good enough for a bear? And the leader, we'll call him Harold, said, I have confidence in this pistol. Well, they went just a little further, and they see the bear about 75 meters away. And they fire the flare gun at it, and it doesn't react. I mean, not at the bear, but probably in front of it, had cracker shells, and they fired a couple more, but it just started coming toward them. And one of the survivors said, it was a big bear, but it was skinny. So then the leader gave up the flare gun and grabbed his 22 pistol when the bear was about 50 feet away. And they said he fired two shots at the bear. Now, it was already kind of loping toward them, not a full-out run, but it was moving. And nothing I've read indicates whether either of those two shots hit the bear. Maybe he intended them as warning shots. I don't know. It's hard to know. But in the official account, it says that he shot it at the bear. And then it accelerated either right at the shots or right after the shot. The full-out charge, and probably no more than a second after that, it hit Harold, knocking him down. And he's the one who had the pistol, and it was his pistol. Now, a little earlier, I think right after they saw the bear, he shouted out that the pistol held about 7 or 8 shots. He wasn't sure. So maybe it's one of these that has a 7-shot magazine, and he wasn't sure if he put one in the chamber, you know, before he, or if it was just from the magazine. The evidence is that it held 7 shots. So.
Well, I tell you what, we're going to run out of time.
Well,
before
maybe
you
I
have,
can, want me to finish quickly?
You got 10 seconds.
So, as he was knocked down, he throws the pistol. The other guy gets it, runs up to the bear, fires 4 shots from a meter away, but we only found 3 shots in the bear's skull, and none of them penetrated the brain. I suspect he was unfamiliar with the pistol and may not have known bear anatomy that well.
Very well. Very good. Well spent time. Listen, thank you for joining me today. We're running out of time. I don't have time to go through all the other stuff. I will talk to you shortly.
Very good. Talk to you later.
Yes, sir. And as for me, back on Monday, never been about gun control. Not once, not ever. Has been, always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
The left has hijacked our media, our culture, and our schools. Your children are taught to hate America. Your speech is censored. Your employer is woke, and you are being called racist. That's why I wrote a book showing you how to keep the left from dominating your life. The book is called Rules for Anti-Radicals, a Practical Handbook for Defeating Leftism. And it draws from my 28 years of grassroots leadership by empowering conservatives too often bullied into silence by the left. It's a comprehensive guide to beating leftism not only in politics, but in daily life. And it's not just for dedicated conservative activists, but also for anyone sick of getting beaten down by the woke mob. Whether it's your job, your school board, or your neighbors, you can win against woke. Get Rules for Anti-Radicals from Amazon or at rulesforantiradicals.com/radio. That's rulesforantiradicals.com/radio.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best, deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. 800-932-5140. That's 800-932-5140.